Speaker 1.
I was keen to be in the play, even though I knew I'd be nervous. But I'd always felt I had a real talent for acting. If only someone would recognise it and thought that this might be my chance. That feeling faded slightly after what happened in our first preparation session for the play. As a warm-up exercise, our drama teacher asked us to work together in groups and act out a scene. I thought I'd done brilliantly, but one look at her face told a different story. That damaged my confidence for a while, although in some ways it helped, because I put in more effort when I finally performed on stage.
Speaker 2.
When the idea of a school play was suggested, I wasn't sure how I felt about taking part, but I soon got swept up in all the preparations, making costumes and learning my lines. I was given quite a big part to play because my teacher said I had a really good memory and a loud voice, so I just hoped she was right about both of those, and as it turned out, she was. I think the whole process brought the school together, and I ended up collaborating with students I barely knew. That was fantastic! The audience were clearly impressed by the end of the performance too.
Speaker 3.
Our school was putting on a historical play, and I was given a big speaking part, probably because I've got a powerful voice. I immediately assumed, though, I'd be too nervous to say anything once I got on the stage. We had loads of rehearsals, and soon everyone could remember their words perfectly. The nearer we got to performing to an audience, the more excited we became. Then finally, we all got to see what we were going to wear, and my outfit was magnificent. As soon as I put it on, I just turned into the person I was going to play, and all my thoughts of nervousness disappeared.
Speaker 4.
I thought being in a play would be exciting, although I'd never performed on stage, so had no idea whether I'd be any good. Anyway, the teacher gave out the parts, but for some reason, she assumed I wouldn't want a leading role. I wasn't too disappointed, though. Anyway, I worked hard at learning my words, then we had a rehearsal, and it turned out I was a natural. The other actors said I was pretty impressive. Then, just before we performed in front of an audience, our star actor went off sick, so I played the leading role after all.
Speaker 5.
Our teacher had chosen a classical play to perform to our parents. We really enjoyed reading through it together in class, as the story was great, even though some words in it were quite old-fashioned and unfamiliar. Anyway, I was thrilled to get a longish part to play. So imagine how I felt when I just couldn't get the words into my head, even though I'd got the hang of saying them loudly enough for people to hear. Anyway, I was determined I wouldn't be defeated and practiced loads, and by the time I went on stage, in my wonderful costume, I was word-perfect and super confident, and the audience loved it.